Sanderson, former Geelong defender, former
superstar,
former Adelaide coach, is back now as an assistant coach to Nathan Buckley at the Collingwood Football Club and joins us. Thanks for your time, Brenton.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
What's it like being back at Clubland?
That's awesome. I must admit, I've certainly enjoyed my time. The last few weeks, just being back in the club environment, has just been great. You know, working with players day to day, and I did really enjoy my role though with the AFL Academy in the previous two seasons, and working with some of the best young talent across Australia was fantastic. But it's probably confirmed just that my passion still is very much with coaching and working with players daily, and you know, particularly at a club like Collingwood, you know, with just the big nature of the organisation there, and you know, the facilities, and of course the really talented young list as well. It's a really good place to go to work.
Sando, with the last couple of years with the academy, does it make you realise just how much you miss Clubland? And on Collingwood, obviously you played there, you know, a long time ago. How much has the club changed, I guess, in, I know they changed facilities and places, but just as a culture and as a football-run club?
Oh, no, Moons, I reckon still, I mean, that culture with Collingwood has been there for you know, 125 years, you know, and it's the most, I guess, hated club if you don't support Collingwood. And I think that's what makes them so great, you know. It's when you're there and you're involved, you just feel the passion and the energy of the place. And, you know, the people that support Collingwood, they're certainly one of a kind. You know, they love their footy club, as most supporters of other clubs do. But there's something very special and unique with the Collingwood Football Club. And we've seen, you know, just so many changes, even in the last couple of months with the addition of Collingwood's netball club, and also to Collingwood's netball team, and also to the women's team, you know, which obviously those guys start in February. Just the energy around the club, you know, and you know, the people that are involved. It's just going to be a really exciting year to be involved with that club.
We know you're great mates with Bucks. You have been for a long, long time. And what is the role that he wanted you basically to play when you're there? And I mean, we know that he's under a fair bit of pressure this year to bring some success to the football club. So what were the conversations that you and he had before he took the job?
Oh, I think the most important thing, Moon, straight off the bat, was that, yes, we've been good mates for 25 years, but he just wanted the best coach that he could find, and he was really strong with me on that. So I had to go through the typical interview process, and, you know, I sat down with Gary Pert and also Bucks, and they sort of grilled me along with a lot of other coaches on what I could bring to the club. And you know, Bucks and I've already had some pretty heated debates on you know, issues around how we're going to play. And but I guess our relationship and our friendship, we can sort of park that while we're working. And you know, hopefully we remain really close, you know, throughout the next few years. But I think, you know, the club seems to be in a position where, with a young squad and, you know, a couple of years of not making the finals, it's a really important year that we get off to a good start and have a good summer, and just ensure that, you know, Bucks is, and the boys are playing the style of play that he's really keen for them to do.
What about that, the style of play, the tactics that you're going to use in 2017, and just an overall look at the game? Where do you think the game is headed in terms of the style?
Yeah, well, it has changed a lot, Matty. Like you look back, and I've had 2 years out of the game, but obviously watched it really closely, and it's always evolving. You know, back when, you know, Moons was playing for Geelong, you know, and there was that really open, free flowing attacking style. That was on the back of, you know, Sydney Swans and West Coast Eagles winning really defensive premierships in 2005, 2006. But if you fast forward 10 seasons, it's almost like the game's gone full circle again. You know, it's come back now to a really congested game where you really have to be great in the contest, and we're seeing sides now when they get outside the contest and they can find time and space, that it's those outside ball users, it's speed. You know, the role of the forward has changed so much, and I'm coaching the Collingwood forward group this year. Most forwards now, probably 90% of their leading patterns now, are actually from
going
the centre of ground going back to goal. But you know, if you said that 20 years ago with Jason Dunstall and Tony Lockett and Gary Ablett Sr., I mean, they mostly just led hard out of the goal square. Mm-hmm. So the game's constantly evolving, looking for opportunities to, I guess, just stay ahead of the curve and potentially come up with some new strategy which might try and, you know, upset some team defences that have been so strong in the last couple of years.
So, you know, a couple of, obviously, a good news story for the football club was Lachie Keefe and Josh Thomas coming back into the group. I mean, how they settle back in?
Yeah, great, Moons. It's really, I mean, obviously I wasn't in, I'm only new to the club, but, you know, those boys have been out of that football club environment for 2 years, and I don't know much about it, Moons, as in, like, their suspension, but I think February 10th is the day that they're, you know, officially back and can do club, can get involved with the club sort of program officially. But at the moment, they're just back doing some training with us, and, you know, I'm just getting to know those boys, like a lot of the teammates too. I mean, there's only 11 players, including Thomas and Keith, who were on the list in 2013. So it's been enormous turnover, as is the same with most clubs. But, you know, to think that in, you know, three seasons ago, three quarters of your squad aren't there, it's important that those young men just get up to speed with the current game plan, but also to get to know some of their teammates again.
A couple of quick ones. A big one for Collingwood fan and for you, obviously, being forwards coach, Sando, is Jamie Elliott. He missed all of 2016. He's a great player when he's actually out there. Pies fans want to know, how's he tracking?
Yeah, really good. He's a great kid, and I was just looking at some numbers yesterday. You know, the three seasons prior to last year, he kicked 30-plus goals, and he's that energetic, you know, really dynamic small forward that opposition clubs find really difficult to get a match-up on, and can get some of those guys out on the field, you know, like, because Fasolo missed a lot of footy last year too. So if you had Elliott and Fasolo, you know, Darcy Moore, I've just been so impressed with. You know, he's got the potential to be a real superstar of the competition, you know, and you combine that with a young midfield like Treloar and Adams and Ace, you know, Grundy's a really evolving ruckman. I think he's going to be a really important player for Collingwood. And a couple of those recruits, you know, Daniel Wells, who's going to give us that outside class and ball use, really good decision maker. And I don't mind Chris Mayne too. I mean, he's a little bit of an underrated player and played in a system at Fremantle, which probably didn't really help forwards as in hitting the scoreboard. But I think he's going to be a really important player to Collingwood next year as well.
What about Daniel Wells, Sando? Obviously, big recruit coming in. There's a lot of talk about his age and why Collingwood went there, and then we see he's hurt his calf already. How's he tracking?
He's been in a modified program, Moons, in that pre-Christmas phase, you know, and I think when you get to sort of 30 and, you know, we went through that at Geelong through that sort of successful era as well. You know, a lot of those guys that have played a lot of footy and are sort of pushing 30 are just through a slightly different program in the lead up to Christmas. But he's fine. He had a little sort of nick in his soleus, which was only really minor, missed less than a week of training. But, just can't wait to see him in a Collingwood jumper and try and get the ball in his hands as much as we can, because he's going to be a real threat, you know, combine him with, you know, some of those boys I mentioned before, and Pendlebury, probably two of the best decision makers in the AFL. And as I said before, Wells just oozes class. So just can't wait to see him, you know, running out in the MCG in front of a big crowd and hopefully using the ball inside 50 to those forwards we mentioned.
How good can that midfield be, that Collingwood midfield? Champion Data rated the Pies midfield as the best for 2017, just purely on the numbers the last couple of years. How good can that midfield be from your point of view, Sando?
Yeah, well, They're still very young, so I mean, I think they're still going to. I was probably still trying to determine what their ceiling could be, but they just need some chemistry and continuity of playing together. And we've seen some of the best and most successful sides over the last few seasons have just had a really consistent midfield group, whether that's Hawthorne or Sydney, you know, Geelong through that era that Moons was winning premierships. You know, you just had the same guys sort of rolling through that midfield group, and that develops an incredible team culture and chemistry. And hopefully Collingwood could get that over the next few seasons, because there is some genuine talent through there.
Well, good to see that you're enjoying it, Sando, being back in clubland, and very exciting times for the Pies next year. CollingwoodFC.com.au if you want to become a member in 2017. Sando, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, guys.
Thanks, Sando.
Have a good Christmas. Brenton Sanderson, Collingwood Senior Assistant Coach. CollingwoodFC.com.au if you want to become a member in 2017.